The day you realize that you are all alone and no one's coming to save you is the day that you start your true journey. And I hope today's that day for you. Wake up.
This is TRBM, a podcast for authors who are serious about earning a full-time living selling books to readers. I'm the host, Jody J. Sperling, and each episode, I'll share with you practical tips on marketing and selling your books. And I won't hold anything back. Sometimes I fail. Every time I do, you'll know it. Sometimes I succeed. And when I do, I'll give you my step-by-step replay so you can succeed too. Thanks for listening.
I've got a rash of interviews recorded recently with some writers who are not particularly ambitious. And it's strange to me. I don't know that I understand the perspective. And so I wanted to talk today about the sneakiness of doing something at the expense of doing things that are meaningful. And so I'm going to frame this by saying that I decided to take a flyer and work with a PR guy. And he is mentioned in other episodes. So if you really want to do your homework, you can probably figure out who I'm working with. But based on the nature of some of my commentary today, I'm not going to directly mention any names here. I am going to be releasing these episodes that I've recorded with some of the clients of this PR guy. And I think right now, based on the quality of the episodes and what I can offer you, I'm going to be doing clips and snips of each interview where I think that there's real meat on the bone to learn from. I'm not going to release the whole interviews because by and large, over and over, the people who are coming to me from the PR guy to this podcast are not assertive, are not ambitious about marketing their books. These are the kind of people who are like, I've tried everything and nothing has worked, so I hired a PR guy and he sucks. For the record, if I had to make an assessment right now, the PR guy would say, yep, he's not particularly good at what he does. He's very good at getting clients, but not very good at delivering value. The churn on that is where I think things are going to catch up with the PR guy. But for the time being, I just want to say that if you hire a PR guy because everything else you've tried has failed, don't expect the PR guy or gal to give you any success because you haven't stuck with anything long enough to see success. And I'm talking to myself to some degree. I have not stuck with anything long enough to see success. There are some caveats to what I'm talking about, and that's why I want to bring this to you, because you know that I'm in this with you. I am doing this with you, and I am failing, and I am succeeding in mixed ratios. More often than not, there's a lot of failure and just a teeny tiny bit of success. So this seems like a good place to summarize. Where have I succeeded? I have succeeded especially in-person environments. So the shows that I've been attending, I'm making a profit on all of those. And that's after the cost of gas. That's after the cost of the books that I purchased. That's after the cost of the show itself, booking the booth. That's after the cost of the materials that I need, like the banners, the backdrops, all that kind of stuff. I am profitable on the whole. And so I can call that a success. I'm selling books and I'm making money getting customers, which is the dream. I've had moments of successfulness advertising on Meta. Thank you so much to Ammo. Overall, I still have not dialed in success with Ammo. So I pay money to acquire customers through advertising, but I am moving toward success with Ammo, and I continue to do it. It dawned on me yesterday when I was going to baseball practice. I'm coaching again my son's coach pitch team. My youngest son is playing coach pitch again, and I am an assistant coach for the team, so throwing pop flies and kind of keeping my mouth closed and doing whatever the head coach asked me to do. Something that I relatively enjoy. But anyways, you know about this if you've been listening to the podcast for a year, that I did it quite reluctantly last year because I was asked to, and I just felt like, sure, I guess, whatever. I hate being around, especially other people's kids. I'm not particularly generous in that way. I find children to be annoying. I'm going off on a tangent here, but listen, I'm coaching. It's better. I'm getting better. I'm getting better as a human being. I kind of know how to deal with kids a little bit better now. That's a positive. That's a win. We get better at things that we do repetitively. And that's what's happened with my ammo advertising. After a year, I'm getting better. I'm better at interpreting tests. I'm better at interpreting areas where things are not going correctly. I'm better at shifting quickly. But I also don't have as much money as I once did. And so I have to be very careful about the way that I test and all of the programs that I subscribe to. Yeah, it's challenging, guys. Some of you are going to be in it as long as I am. Many of you will figure it out quite a lot faster than I do. But most of you are not going to stick with it long enough to get to the point where you're really successful with it. That's what I want to urge you and encourage you to think about. Don't dilly-dally. Don't play around. Don't waste your time. If today you know that you don't have the energy to stick with this until you make it to the other side, then go ahead and just quit. That's the episode's title. Go ahead and just quit. There's no point in lingering on something that you're not willing to go all in on. I'm speaking to the clients of the PR guy right now. If you're not willing to post more than once a week on social media, if you're not willing to study successful authors, what they do on social media, how they interact with their blogs, how they interact on podcasts, if you're not willing to dive deep into these people's stories to figure out what they're doing and really analyze the words they're saying, the way that they're presenting their message, the amount of energy and effort that they're putting in, especially when they tell you that they are working their asses off, if you're not willing to listen to those things and do likewise, then stop wasting your time. I can guarantee you that a couple of things are happening for you if you're in the category of having hired a PR guy or something similar, hoping that they will solve your problems, is you're angry, you're resentful, you're bitter. You wake up in the morning feeling tired and a little bit aimless. It takes you a while to get going. One of your biggest struggles is actually getting words on the page because you just feel like, what does it matter anyways? I can tell you all of these things because I've struggled with them myself, but I've also interviewed hundreds of people now. I've interviewed hundreds of people, so many interviews you've never heard before because the people didn't have anything great to say about marketing. And what I've learned is that this is repetitive. Everybody goes through this. It's whining, complaining. They're not willing to say I quit because they don't like to be thought of as a quitter, but they've already quit. They're just not dead yet. So I would encourage you, please, quit right now. Just go ahead and quit if you don't think you can make it to the other side. And here are some signs and symptoms that you are not going to make it to the other side. When somebody tells you that you need to post more on social media and you say, I just don't really like social media, that's a sign that you've already quit. I don't like social media either. Newsflash, I hate social media. I don't enjoy posting. What I did learn to enjoy and what can be of encouragement to you is that when I treated Twitter like a job back in the day before it was called X, I showed up for hours a day and interacted with people. I would post questions and then I would answer anybody who responded to me. And I made it my life's mission to not let a single response go unreplied to. That was a huge undertaking. Interestingly, I started to like it. I started to enjoy it. I started to look forward to it because I saw so many results. What is author marketing mastery through optimization, you ask? I'm going to tell you. It's the best way for us authors to make a living selling our books. Are you tired of hearing gurus tell you your book is only good enough to be a lead magnet for services? Are you tired of feeling like you have to be a slave to social media and then frustrated when the time you spend doesn't actually help you sell books? I was too, until I found Ammo. Ammo is the only program that reliably produces results, and it works for anyone. Is it hard work? You bet. Do you have to overcome some of your own prejudices to make Ammo work for you? Absolutely. But rather than being another program that rah-rah shishkoom boss tries to get you emotionally excited only to offer unclear methods, Ammo shows you how to design profitable ads step by step through a unique, highly tested and targeted formula. The founder, Steve Piper, is a data-loving, formula-driven author who escaped the kingdom of Amazon to build a platform for himself, where he sold directly to his readers and built a loyal following and millions of copies sold.
With Ammo, you know who's reading your books, how to contact them, and what they want to read next. If you've always been frustrated with Amazon's wall of mystery of not knowing who's reading your books and losing 50 to 70% of your hard-earned money that you're making through sales, Ammo solves all of those problems by putting you in the driver's seat and showing you how to fulfill your books directly to your readership. Click the link in the show notes to learn more.
This podcast is another area that's social media adjacent, we'll call it. It's not exactly social media, but I find recording podcasts to be challenging. I'm not always the zippy, happy guy that you hear in these recordings. If you consider me zippy and happy, you might want to get your emotional thermometer checked, because that was a joke. I'm not zippy, rarely happy. No, I'm, you know, impassioned. That's probably what you could call me. Sip of coffee here. If you're not willing to go out there and solicit some guest appearances on podcasts because you hate rejection, or you don't know what to say, or you don't have anything valuable to contribute, just go ahead and quit. Quit this whole thing, because there's no way you're going to hit the jackpot, the bullseye, the strike, if you can't throw the bowling ball a million times. You got to get out there and toss that bad boy. You can't be afraid of the gutters. I liked the bowling metaphor best, so I stuck with it. Sometimes you're going to get a 7-10 split, and you're going to ask yourself, how do I knock down both of those pins? And more often than not, you're not going to hit either one of them. There you go. That's the truth. You're not going to hit either pin. You're going to try, but you're going to miss them both. Day in and day out, the effort, the labor that you put forward is going to appear pointless, fruitless. You're going to wake up and you're going to see your KDP dashboard, and there's going to be zero sales. Maybe you have your books on KU. There's going to be zero page reads. You're going to see your book drop to number 2 million on the bestseller list. Nobody is paying attention to you. The sounds of crickets are too flattering to brighten up your room, your outdoor experience, your patio, your sunset. You're going to wonder, what's the point? But there are two kinds of people. There are people who post again. There are people who study famous authors. There are people who study business people who are succeeding and try and try and try and adapt and shift until they figure something out. And there are people who believe that the system is rigged. There are people who get bitter. There are people who think that all of these things are a waste of their time, but they also aren't willing to say, I quit. And so they keep wasting their time and other people's time. Stop wasting other people's time. Stop wasting your own time. Just quit already, would you? Just quit. Nobody wants you to do this anyways. Nobody wants you to do this. If you don't want to do this, you're in trouble. Because nobody else wants you to do this yet. This whole silly myth that we're taught to think is like a noble, higher way of living, where we're like, if I could just reach one reader, then my job here on earth is done. That is bullcrap. It's bullcrap. Here's what I can tell you. Here's what I can promise you. If you reach one reader, then your work is good enough to reach a million readers. You just didn't keep trying. You quit. Maybe you're still standing in the boxing ring, I like my analogies, but you aren't throwing punches. You aren't engaging with the opponent. You aren't tickling the fancy of the crowd and getting them riled up. You're avoiding everything and pretending like you're still going. So if you are one of the very few, and I do mean this, the very, very few authors out there whose book is someone's favorite book, but you've only reached one person who feels that way, you just simply haven't worked hard enough, long enough, and tried long enough. You got to try harder. And if you're like most of the rest of us, and nobody says, this is my favorite book, if nobody is running around evangelizing for your work, if no one is recommending your books to other people, you definitely haven't tried hard enough. That doesn't mean your book isn't good enough. It doesn't mean your work isn't good enough, but it could mean that it's not good enough. The same people who would hire a PR person are the people who will shortcut on editing, who will shortcut on proofreading, who will shortcut on beta readers, who will shortcut on cover design, who will get precious about elements of their work and say, this is my artistic vision, and it's either this or nothing. Just quit already, okay? Quit. Your artistic vision's bullshit. Your artistic vision is juvenile, okay? I bet you, if you're the kind of person who has children, you know this to be true. You could be proud of your kids for what they're capable of doing with the gifts that they have at that current moment, but unless they're like a prodigy, nobody is going to be amazed that that you can recite your ABCs. Nobody. Okay, I didn't say that quite right, but my point here is that if you have a one-year-old who can recite the ABCs, most people think that that's really impressive. If you are a six-year-old who recites your ABCs, that's expected. If you're a 40-year-old who recites their ABCs and that's the best you can do, most people are going to want you to get some help, you know? You know what I'm saying? I can hear the offended parties out there right now that are like, it's not funny to joke about mental disability. I'm not joking about it. I'm saying if you're the kind of person who's 40 and the ABCs is like the extent of your abilities, nobody's going to be proud of you. Nobody. That's all right. That's okay. Maybe you have other skills. Maybe animals like you. So your artistic vision is just like a baby's artistic vision. Be willing to have a thick skin and grow your artistic vision through adapting, changing, editing. Get some developmental edits from somebody who does great developmental editing. Don't just go to the cheapest developmental editor, because listen, there are a lot of people. I've interviewed a couple who have hung their developmental editor shingle and they don't know what they're talking about. They don't even have a philosophy of developmental editing. They don't know what in the world is up from down, left from right. You get a developmental editor who has some credentials. Pay the money. Let them teach you how to do this. If you get a great developmental editor just one time in your life, it is worth more than a two-year degree to get your Master of Fine Arts in fiction writing. Developmental editing can change everything for you. If you have great beta readers, people that you really trust their insight and you're willing to change based on their recommendations, you're going to make your books better. But look, if you're the kind of person who's listening, still, we're almost, 15 minutes into this bad boy? 20 minutes? If you're the kind of person who's listening and you know you're not going to do any of this, stop listening. Go away. Quit already. You need to quit. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your life. You're wasting your breath. I give you permission to just hang it up. Do something or quit. Fight for your right to party. I'm 4 books into a 9-book series, and every single day lately, I find myself thinking, boy, it would be great if I had some central location for all of my notes, all of my plot points, character names, family lineages, you name it. I wish it was in one place because, let's be honest, the way that I am using Microsoft Word as a word processor and have 55 different documents to keep track of all of the series details that I need to access, I'm taking more time opening up files wondering, why did I name this one that? Why did I name this one that? And not getting the information I need. Enter Scrivener. You guys know that I do not advertise for things unless A, I'm using them myself, and B, I think that you could up your game, sell more books, do better marketing, and get yourself in the game better. And that is why I am now partnered with Scrivener. If you use the link in the show notes, you get a 30-day free trial, and then you can sign up as well for a discount. Click the link in the show notes to learn more. Fight for everything that you know you are able to do. You know, I think a lot about health and wellness. It's a journey for me because I have yo-yoed a ton in my life. People called me a meathead in high school. I never lifted weights. All I ever did was do like push-up. Well, okay, that's not true. I had a dumbbell. I did push-ups. Then I used the dumbbell for like curls and shoulder raises. But like, I think that the maximum amount on the dumbbell was like 20 or 30 pounds. And then I would loosen the little clamps on it and I could use it like one of those ab rollers. If you've seen them, you know what I'm talking about. And I would ab roll. But that was how I exercised. Pardon for the little notifier thingamajiggy. I was dedicated to fitness, and so it showed. I had good muscle definition. I was never really into aerobics at that point. I got into it later. I started riding my bicycle, and so I was very aerobically conditioned. Ate a lot of food, and eventually that caught up with me, and I got heavy. I'd lose weight, I'd gain weight, I'd lose weight, I'd gain weight. My point in saying all of this is I think a lot about health, and I think a lot about wellness, and I think a lot about lifestyle. I think a lot about longevity and the kind of things that we need to do to be healthy throughout life. And one of the things I know is that if you are not using it, you're losing it. If you're not pushing, you're receding, okay? There are everywhere you look, 70-year-olds who can't walk from the living room to the dining room without being winded, who need to get up out of their chair in front of the TV and walk to the dining room, and they have to sit because that is as far as they can walk. There are 80-year-olds who, if they fall, they'll break multiple bones and be dead. This is what people call normal. This is what people call typical. But it's not normal, and it's not typical, and it's not how things are supposed to be. We're supposed to watch the way that we eat. We're supposed to watch the way that we live our lives. We're supposed to nurture our bodies. We're supposed to lift heavy things. We're supposed to put maximum effort in. And so you can go, you can test me on this. I would never ask you to trust me without doing your own research, but humans are designed to put maximum effort in. And so the most healthy exercise you can do is go outside right now and sprint as hard as you can, as far as you can. And if you can sprint once a day, already your longevity is increased. And maybe not the number of years that you're going to live. I don't know that anybody can actually speak about the number of days or years that you're going to live and any kind of causative study proving that. But I do know that if you're the kind of person who dedicates him or herself to sprinting, that you are the kind of person who, when you're 70, will be able to walk all around town without needing to sit down or feel winded. Your bones will be strong. Your body will be strong. And if you add in good nutrition, man, you will be really a formidable force at 80 years old. You might die at 80 years old. You might die at 78. I don't know the longevity piece. I don't think anybody does. And what in the heck does this have to do with book marketing? This has to do with the right practices right now, okay? Because all of the people who can't walk from the TV room or the dining room, the living room, wherever you are, to another place without getting winded and needing to sit down, those are the same people who quit. They quit on their bodies. They quit on their future a long time ago. They woke up, they did their thing, but they weren't really putting the energy, the effort in. You know you're that kind of person. If you reach for the bag of chips and the cheese dip and the beer, I'm talking to myself here, guys, I'm talking to you too, you have to be willing to change everything or just quit. Quit lying to yourself. Quit lying to everybody around you. Say, listen, I'm happy the way I am. This is what I want. I want an oxygen tank when I'm old. I want to die decrepit and frail. I want Alzheimer's. I want nobody to remember me 10 days after I'm dead. I want my funeral to be poorly attended. That's what I want. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. Well, I mean, if that's what you want. But the truth is, you go around right now bragging about being an introvert, not wanting to go out, not wanting to have plans, not wanting to make new friends, saying you're just happy sitting at home alone. You're an introvert. Good for you. Everybody's clapping. Yay. Yay for the introvert. You never think to yourself that maybe an introvert can still get all of the energy he needs from having planned time alone, but that being an introvert doesn't mean you don't have purpose in this world. But listen, again, just quit. Don't pretend that you have purpose in this world. Nobody is better off for your lies. Nobody's better off for your fake bullcrap. So cut it out. Stop it. That's what I've got for you today. I wanted to pump you up and get you really excited to live life to the fullest. Because I know that if you've listened this far in, you have heard what it is I am saying. And what I am saying is there's no point in half measures. There's no point in hoping someone else will solve your problem. You alone are able to solve your problem. This podcast is here to try to wake you up. It is not here to give you all the answers. It is not here to fix your issues. It's here to open your eyes. Every episode of this podcast is the same thing. Open your eyes. I want to give you new methods, new ways to think about marketing. I want to give you tools, but really, I can't come and save you. I can't fix your problem. I don't offer coaching services because I can't help you. The day you realize that you are all alone and no one's coming to save you is the day that you start your true journey. And I hope today's that day for you. Wake up.
Thank you for listening to TRBM. The theme music was provided by the ever-talented Christopher Talon. And hey, if you liked what you heard, share this show with other readers, because what's the point of telling stories if nobody's listening?